Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Yes, Edward Daniels, producer with Scorpio Entertainment.
And we are talking because obviously Halloween is coming up Monday. So this weekend is when everyone's going to be going out. And we're talking because on October 29th, 8 p.m., it's going to be Nightmare in Navy Yard. How many years, big picture stuff before we get into the granular details. How many years has this been going on?
Yeah, this is the third year, and I'm really happy to have built this thing down here. We specialize in pop-up parties in unique spaces, so we are taking over the DC Water headquarters here in Navy Yard for another Halloween haunted party. We've got a three-hour open bar, live DJ, animatronics, lots of cool lighting, and I can't wait. I have two new lasers that just finally arrived due to shipping delays and supply delays, but it's going to be an awesome party down here.
Laser, you have sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their
hands. Well, we actually have skeletons with laser beams attached to their hands. I can't wait to showcase all the fun props that I've been gathering over the past 6 weeks. It's going to be great. And coming out of COVID, I think everyone's ready to go out for a safe Halloween experience.
Awesome. And remind us, there's so much I want to unpack in what you just said, but remind us real quick where exactly it's located. I know it's, you know, it's got to be walking distance from the Navy Yard ballpark metro, like right. If you go to like Blue Jacket and you head towards the water, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're not far from Blue Jacket. We're just a block away from Nat Stadium here at the HQO headquarters, right along the Anacostia River, overlooking the brand new, amazing Frederick Douglass Bridge.
Awesome. And so how does it work? Do people I assume they have to pay at like the gate to get in, or do they have to reserve it ahead of time, or can you just show up?
Ideally, reserving tickets online, because we're not able to do, there's so much demand, we actually can't do tickets at the door. We have a few tickets remaining. All the tiers sold out very quickly, so we have a few tickets remaining. I encourage everyone to get tickets online, nightmareinnavyyard.com.
All right, so let's talk about the different things that are going on once you get inside the gate. So tell me what all there is, you know, live DJ, open bar, lasers, animatronics, like give me the rundown of what all we'll see.
Yeah, we're basically popping up this cool haunted party experience. So guests will be entering through a haunted entryway. I'm not going to give away too many details there, but we'll have open bar. We'll have food, appetizers, live DJ, some cool lighting, some cool digital effects as well that we're working on. That's also going to be new this year. So just a really cool haunted party experience here at this amazing open space. So we'll have hundreds of guests in this space, and the costumes are also always amazing, and even the costume element has been its own entertainment over the years past. I mean, the people really show up and go all out with these costumes.
Yeah, elaborate that on a little more, just so I have a variety of different sound bites to use on my two radio pieces. So talk directly to the listeners and tell them, you know, hey, everyone, make sure you wear your best costumes, dress up, stuff like that.
Oh, God, yeah. This party is definitely for the Halloween party enthusiasts. Put your best costume on. We'll have a costume contest with an awesome prize as well. We encourage everyone to just have fun, go all out. Every year, we're just amazed at what people come up with and what the different themes of the year are. It's a hoot. And also, it's funny because we have lots of animated robotic props, so it's kind of funny to try to distinguish between the real people and the scary animated stuff.
Awesome. And you mentioned there's a costume contest. How does it work? Is there like you get called up on stage? Is there a certain finalist? Does the audience vote with their cheers, or is it more formal than that? Or how does it work?
Oh, yeah. Our costume contest is always a hit. The costume contest is judged by the crowd there. So basically hundreds of folks are going to be judging you throughout the night. They will kind of ping us by social media and also tell the DJ who they think is the best costume. And then we bring all of those finalists up, and it's a big crowd vote. In years past, we've actually kidnapped the costume contest winners and treated them to a hotel stay here in the neighborhood. So this year we have another special treat for our grand costume contest winners.
There you go. If you want to get kidnapped, wear a good costume.
Exactly. That's what this night is all about, having fun. And again, coming out of 2 years of not really having a great Halloween, I think everyone's going to be excited to get back out there this year.
Wait, so what exactly is the grand prize? I know you kind of want to leave a little mystery, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. This year we've got a cool grand prize. We've got some substantial gift cards. Let me just say that, substantial gift cards for our grand prize winners that are going to come in handy. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, great. And then is the open bar, is there any like Halloween themed specialty drinks, or is it mostly, you know, typical drinks?
Yeah, mostly typical drinks. We've actually, it's kind of funny, we've tried to do the Halloween theme, like, you know, the red wine and the blood things before. It seems that this party brings out people that are just ready to dance their butts off, drink, eat, have a good time, and show off these costumes. And we've had LED costumes and people with floating things and bubbly things coming out of their costumes. So I think people really show up just ready to drink, eat, have a great time, listen to some great music.
Awesome. And who's going to be DJing, and what kind of music? Is it like EDM or hip hop?
Oh, everything. So I myself will be DJing this year. So I run this DJ company. My company, 17 years up and running, a bit of everything, EDM, 70s, 80s, disco, Motown, pop, a little bit of everything for everyone, which is great about my parties is that it really brings everyone to the dance floor.
Now, do you weave in any Halloween themed stuff, you know?
Oh, of
Thriller
course.
And Monster Mash, or I don't know.
Of course. You'll definitely hear the Thriller. You'll definitely hear Rocky Horror and all the classic Halloween stuff mixed into all the pop music and the EDM. So it's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Awesome. And I know you've already hit on this, but again, this is just so I have, you know, different variety of sound bites. But since we're a radio station, try to paint us a visual picture with your words of what we see. You know, you walk in, you know, describe the lasers and the animatronics and the props.
Oh, most definitely.
The visual elements for the senses.
Oh, most definitely. So I think this party, you're going to walk into this, everything's going to be, there's going to be a lot of height, a lot of colors. I want it to create something where it's sensory overload, where there are animatronics. You're not sure if it's a real person or if it's a robot. You're not sure if you should walk this way or walk that way. You're not sure if something's grabbing you from under the tables, because it's going to be just a spooky overload of everything happening all at once.
Well, now I'm a little perplexed. Am I talking to a real person or an animatronic right now?
Exactly. We'll never know. We'll never know.
You seem real to me, Edward Daniel.
I try to be. I'm really looking for. Halloween's a great time of the year. My company was founded this time of the year. My birthday is actually today, so it's a really fun time of the year.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to bringing everyone out to the dance floor and just seeing, you know, what folks come with this year.
So you're in agreement then. October, I mean, my birthday was on the 16th. October is the best month.
Happy belated. Yes, it really is. I think this time of the year is just so exciting. I mean, people start to get back indoors, you know, and it's just really fun to keep the party alive as we go back indoors, keep the fog flowing, the lights on. I just think it's a really cool time of year. I love all things spooky, and I just try to incorporate that into this particular event and just to celebrate with those who also enjoy all things spooky.
Awesome. Well, again, it is Nightmare in Navy Yard at 1385 Canal Street Southeast. It's going to be on October 29th at 8 p.m. What's the website? NightmareNavyYard.com, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, NightmareNavyYard.com. Get your tickets there because they will be selling out. We'll be sold out soon.
All right, cool. Well, final seconds. Pretend I'm not even here. You're talking directly to the listeners and say, hey, TOP audience, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Yes, definitely. A WTOP audience, I definitely encourage you to come out to Nightmare in Navy Yard this Saturday, 8 p.m. It's going to be an awesome, awesome party. Put those costumes on, put on the wigs, the boas, whatever you want, and come dance your legs away on the dance floor. And get scared.
All right. Well, thank you for a scary, fun interview. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, Jason, so much. Appreciate
it. Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yes, have a good day.
You too.